Welcome to the Disability Podcast, the podcast where we explore everything to do with disability, and I really mean everything. Some episodes will just be me rambling, some episodes will have guests on, some episodes will be a mixture. There's going to be a lot of fun, lot of interesting factoids, so I won't spend any more time on the intro, but tune in and welcome to this episode. Hello and welcome back to the Disability Podcast, and today we are going to be discussing something that I know happens to every single person with a disability, and that is having to explain your disability over and over again, and when to advocate for it, and when to push it, and when to, you know, step back and just not mention it at all, really. So if we dive in, I think that's the best way to do it. If we dive in, and from my personal experience, the social situations, when you're meeting new people can be exhausting, especially if you're meeting, if you're going to a place where you only know, let's say, one person, and you're going to repeatedly have the same introductory and the same conversation. If you're like me and it's not so prevalent, it can be, I'd say it can actually be worse, because people don't expect something because you don't look like you have anything. If you have an obvious disability, then it can probably be an entry into a conversation and grease the wheels, so to speak. So in that aspect, for example, if you're holding a glass of drink or you're going for canapes or whatever, and you try and shake, it's the shaking the hand, when I've said this before, the shaking the hand whilst you're holding a drink is the most awkward thing I think I've ever experienced in my whole life. Just because you don't want to make it awkward, but it's the, like, they don't know what to expect. You're trying to play it off smoothly and nicely, which is, it can be done. I've managed to do it now, because it's always about, you know, assessing the area, but I'll come on to that today. But if you don't prepare for these situations, then you're stuck with, let's say, because for me, I can't use my left arm. You're stuck with a glass in your right arm. You're trying to shake the hand with the right arm. You can't put the glass in your left arm because that's going to just throw everything everywhere. So you put your left arm out and it just creates problems and it's just awkward. So the first thing when you advocate advocate is the wrong word, but prepare when you enter a social situation, for me, and this is lived experience, is if you're going alone to somewhere, the best situation and the best thing to do is walk into a room and assess the room. Now, most rooms, okay, so most social areas nowadays have places and small tables. So it does restrict you, my methodology, and the fact that if you want to have a drink or a canapé, it's always best to have a table in arm's length, because then when you approach a conversation, you can always just put the drink down, shake hand, pick up drink, and resume conversation. It comes to a problem when there's nothing. So if there's nothing in like the center table or the center room, then it kind of happens like, okay, it becomes a choice at that point. Do I want to hover around the edges and try and act sociable and have a drink? Or do I want to not have a drink and just socialize, but then if everyone else has got something in their hands, and then you're offered canapes while you're having a conversation, as some places do, then that causes a problem there and then. So it's a two step forward, one step back kind of situation, I think. I mean, it's all resolved. The best solution that I've come up with is if you're going to an event with someone, then it can all happen, especially if that someone's a friend. I go into depth about this in another podcast. in season one, but basically it's all very smooth. You hand them the drink, shake the hand, get the drink back, food, drink, whatever it is, it's all very smooth. And then from that, you can then go into whatever you're talking about, or even explain why you have to do that, depending on how comfortable you are discussing whatever you want to discuss. That's just your own personality and your own choice. I'm talking about here when to really grease the wheels. So in those social situations, it's quite easy, but it's easy only if you plan it. And in, if you know the area, and it becomes even easier if you go with someone that you're familiar with and they can just assist you for that tiny split second that you need assistance. But that leads me on really to, when do you really need to ask for assistance? And also, when do you need to advocate that you have your disability? Because this is something that most people don't look for. Because, for example, I am a big believer in ticking the box. When you're looking for employment, when you're looking for a job, and there's that disability box here in the UK, do you have a disability? I'm a big believer in ticking it because I don't want to hide anything. Now, I don't know if that has cost me job opportunities in the past. It shouldn't have, but you never know. Other people I know never tick the box. So it's all about what you think is the right thing to do. It doesn't really matter if you tick the box or not. They don't, there's no way that they have to, you have to tick the box. It's more like, okay, the box is there, but does it affect your chances of, for example, getting employment? I don't know. This is a very interesting thing that I would like to find out, because especially with the advent of AI and this type of stuff, because does AI take that into account? Is AI even used? Probably is used, but do they take that into account? And also, every disability has its, yes, we all know every disability has its, this is, it's a net problem. We all know that. It's obviously, if you had the choice of having a disability or not having a disability, people will choose not to have a disability. But having a disability fundamentally gives you problem solving skills. Because especially if you've had it from birth, you have had to approach every situation differently, whether that's, you know, just general tasks, let's say in the kitchen, chopping up food, eating food, or, you know, putting on clothes or any of this stuff, or trying to navigate a certain situation like the social situation. It makes you think in 360 degree way. So we take that and you put that into a work situation. Now suddenly you can come up with ideas that no one else has ever thought of. So it's all about highlighting the benefits that you can produce to people, because it's all about finding solutions to problems. That's what the world is. You want to find solutions to problems, because if you find the solutions to the problems that people are having, then you make the world easier for everyone. So if you're finding the solution in an interesting way that no one has ever thought of, your value is there. And that's why, that's where I would advocate your disability. That's why I always tick the box. I think though, the complication happens when people don't understand the way people with disabilities think. Because if they focus on the downsides, then they don't really understand the upsides. They don't even know that the upsides exist. And this is what we need to do. We need to make sure that we highlight the upsides and not and not hide the downsides. The downsides are always going to be there. The downsides are there. Everyone knows the downsides. But I think there's a situation for everyone where the upsides overtake the downsides. And that area, if you can highlight that specific area and show the benefit against the general population, that is where people will shine. And we all like to know the area that people will shine in. I think if you can shine in that area, you're gonna do wondrous things. So in my mind, if you're trying to find something that you want to do, you have to find what you want to do. You have to find how you can show the solution and how you get to that solution in a completely different way than the average person. Thinking, do people like people who think differently? It's creative. It shows that you can apply different situations that you've overcame in the past and apply them to completely interesting situations that you will come across. So that's the work situation. And yes, okay, you might need a new desk, you might need a new chair. That's easy stuff that can probably be sorted out relatively easily. What I would say though, and this is, I have this problem as well, and I'm not afraid to share that I have this problem. Sometimes I don't think the whole thing through. So I may say I have the answer, but really I only have 40% of the answer. I've learned that nowadays I think the whole process through, but the way I've solved this, or the solved this problem that I have, jumping from A to C instead of going to A, B, C, is very simply, imagine the problem as a globe. If your problem is a globe, your natural instinct is to see it from one perspective. Now, I am lucky that I can see things in 2-3 perspectives because I have to problem solve most of or every day of my life. So I see from the left, from the right, and from the bottom, for example. So the best way to do it is approach it from one angle. If you get the same result, approach it from a different angle and then from another angle. But then also, if you come up with different ideas from different angles, have the ability to amalgamate all ideas into one hybrid idea. So you get the best of each idea and get rid of all the fluff, shall I say. So with all disabilities, yes, I believe there is, I mean, I'm an optimist. And I think, yes, disabilities, as I've said, there's always the downsides, but at least we have a silver lining of problem solving. And problem solving is a massive benefit if applied correctly. And I hope I can help people apply it correctly in the way that they can highlight their skills. It's all about correctly highlighting what they're good at. Everyone is different and good at. Everyone is good at different things, and it's all about highlighting those benefits. And when you highlight those benefits and you can clearly explain those benefits, that's when the world really becomes your oyster. Whether you have a disability or not, doesn't matter. Everyone has their skills. But that's one way, I believe, to tick the box. But unfortunately, and I know this well from the UK, you can't write a 3-paragraph essay saying, okay, yes, I have a disability, these disabilities, but yes, and this is the problems. But these are all the solutions. You can upload your CV, but from the CV point of view, you're just an ordinary candidate. You can't just say, I have all these problems, but it has enabled me to look at all these problems and seeing all these benefits. So, what is the solution? That is the question. What is the solution? And I think the solution is, well, the solution is to be able to put forward Actually, I don't know what the solution is. I may have the solution in the future, but at the moment, I don't know what the solution is. And that's not a bad thing. I think the solution is out there, where we have to highlight the benefits of everyone with disabilities and how having that disability has cause them to think and solve problems in a certain way. But on the other hand, yes, has these problems. I think in the employment area, you always have to outline, look, your disability is never gone away. You can't hide your disability away from your employer. So, yes, these are the problems that I bring with me. Everyone has problems, trust me. Everyone has problems. It's not a bad thing. Nobody is 100% normal. So these are my problems, but these are the benefits that are brought and created from my problems. Problems and solutions. Problems are breeding and are creating solutions, which is an interesting way to think about it. I am a very optimistic person, as you can probably tell. I am like a very open book. If you ask me a question, I will answer truthfully and honestly. Okay, this is what I think. Hiding things away never really works out in the long run. But just highlighting the benefits really makes you shine. And if you can highlight your benefits and carry that across, that builds your confidence in anything you do, because you're like, yes, I can do that. Because of this, I can do these things. And then if I had mentioned a couple of podcasts ago about joining activities and joining clubs and joining sports and doing all of those things. So there's all this cross entanglement that just being able to pinpoint your strengths and applying them to different areas creates so many opportunities that you can chase. And if you highlight all of those things, you're going to get a big confidence boost. And with that confidence boost, everything, well, the sky is your limit, really. Do what you want to do. There's nothing that holds you back with the problem-solving skills. I mean, obviously, there's going to be stuff that holds you back. Just that is the nature of a disability. But you shouldn't let it hold you back, because you only live. So, this has been a very interesting episode going on. I went on a bit of a tangent, so I'll probably come back to advocacy a bit later on. But I would say that, yeah, this has turned out to be more of a work empowerment episode, which is not a bad thing. I think highlighting the skills, as I've said about 50,000 times this episode, highlighting the skills, applying the skills, and showing really what you can do is going to be very important, especially in this new modern age where supposedly everyone can do anything. There are times, I'd say, And it's an interesting question when to say that you have. I mean, it obviously becomes slightly different when you have a visible versus non-visible disability. But let's say you have a non-visible or only slightly visible disability. I think there are times when you don't want to tell people you have a disability because it's not necessary. And everyone knows, I think, or everyone eventually finds out, okay, these are the situations when I need to tell people about my disability. These are the situations when I don't want to tell people about my disability because it's not needed. And that's the big thing. If it will make your life easier, and I think that is the key takeaway here, if it makes your life easier, tell people about your disability. If it doesn't make your life easier in the long run, or even in the short run, but mainly in the long run, I think, don't go deep down the rabbit hole of disability, because I know everyone can speak for about 24 hours about their own disability and problems that it causes, but also the benefits that it has, and so on and so forth. So the best thing is to be the judge yourself, and from that, make the right call. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Disability Podcast. If you need any more information from me or the Disability Podcast team, Lunar Life, then send us a message. If you want to be a guest, send us a message, DM us, email us. We'd love to hear your thoughts and how to improve our podcast. And we'll look forward to seeing you again next time.